but understanding how the...
Good evening. Welcome to the Arts Edge here at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. This is Annie Roach, and welcome to our show. I'm re-airing an interview that I did in 2013. It's an interview that I did with Yvonne Clark of Rosetown, Saskatchewan. I was recently in Rosetown. I did a road trip from Saskatoon. I drove there, and I camped on my mother's homestead, and I met a lot of really great people who helped me with research about my grandfather and my grandfather's homesteading, and about my mother and her family, the Roach family. So, stick around. That interview is in the second half of the show. After the interview in Story Corner, I will be re-airing Radio Tale number 7, Pardon Me If I'm Sentimental. You may have heard it before. That's also being re-aired, and it tells the story of a road trip that my family did when I was 12 years old. Tonight's show is dedicated to country music, so to kick things off, I've got a song from Johnny Cash and June Carter. It's a song that was written and originally recorded by Bob Dylan in 1962 off his fourth album, Another Side of Bob Dylan. Carter and Cash released it on their 1965 album, Orange Blossom Special. Here it is now, It Ain't Me, Babe.
Go away from my window, leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. Now, it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go lightly from the ledge, babe. Go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'll only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who'll promise never to part. Someone to close his eyes for you. Someone to close his heart. Someone to die for you and more. But it ain't me, babe. Now, it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. You say you're looking for someone to pick you up each time you fall. To gather flowers constantly and to come each time you call. And we'll love you for your life and nothing more. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
There in that small town, I was scraping off the bottom. Miles to stretch my arms, stretch my mind. When I faced that reality, I had to ask myself, do you think roots can grow anywhere? Roots can can grow anywhere. When I finally left home, I left more than my mom and dad. I was leaving my roots behind, scared of weathering away. When my feet finally touched the ground, there was a little sign,
just heard was from Angela Harris. Angela Harris is a BC singer-songwriter. And just to let you know, a few things to her credit. In 2010, she joined with Barney Bentall, Sherry Ulrich, Wendy Burb, Ron Becker, Colin Nairn, and Eric Reed to form the High Bar Gang. And it was a collaboration that led to a Juno nomination and Vocal Group of the Year at the Canadian Folk Music Awards in 2014. Harris completed her fourth album last year called Woman Like Me, which was produced by John MacArthur Ellis in North Vancouver. Going to keep this going. I've got a tune for you from Genevieve and the Wild Sundays off their 2016 CD Fine Line. Here we have Highway.
Soul, there's a war that's slowly raging.
What's up, Doc? Running for my life here, but you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Live from Burnaby, BC.
That's all, folks.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
And you're listening to John Denver with Country Roads. That song is off his 1971 album, Poems, Prayers, and Promises. John Denver is a country singer who sits in the Grammy Hall of Fame. And now as we come to the second portion of tonight's show, I have an interview that I did with Yvonne Clark of Rosetown, Saskatchewan. I visited Yvonne in her home back in 2009, and in 2013, I had a telephone interview with her in which I spoke with her about growing up on the prairies, attending a Catholic convent for her schooling as a teenager, which is where Yvonne met my mother, and they became lifelong friends. So now let's go to that interview. I'm talking on the phone with Yvonne Clark from her hometown, Rosetown, Saskatchewan. Hi, Yvonne. It's so nice to talk with you today.
How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. And it's been a while since I've seen you. I think it's been about 5 years since I've been to Rosetown.
Yeah, well, you've been busy going to school.
I understand you've had a lot of snow.
Oh, this year was very much, yeah, piles of it. We're just getting rid of the snow now, but we still have little bits of snow and rain through the days and the nights. It was a late Easter, and it's going to be a late spring.
Well, you must be glad that it's finally starting to melt.
Well, we're very glad that it's going to dry up. Yeah. And get out and walk.
Yeah, that would be great. Now, for the listeners at home, I know Yvonne through my mom. My mom and Yvonne were girls together. in Rosetown, Saskatchewan. So to start things off with our interview, Yvonne, I want to ask you about your experience of getting your education at the convent in Rosetown. First of all, what was the convent called, and how many years did you and my mom go there together for?
It was called St. Joseph's Convent, and like everything was there, there was the, you know, you went to church and you slept there and everything. Like we were boarders. There was day pupils, too. And I went for just 2 years because my dad died, so I had to go home and help with the farm.
Okay, I think my mom went for the same 2 years because you were there together, that's right?
We were, but she might have kept on going longer. What grades did she get? I got 9 and 10.
I always thought she got grade 8 and 9. Well, my mom was born in...
She got 9 and 10 for sure.
Then she would have stopped in grade 10 as well.
Oh, all right. Maybe something happened. You know, we lost track of each other.
Okay. Well, one of the things I wanted to ask you about going to the convent, where did you sleep? Were there a lot of girls there, and did you sleep in a dormitory?
We slept in the dormitory, and I'd say there'd be about 100 girls, you know, because it went right one from grade 1 to 12. Like, there was, you know, our superior was Sister St. Williams, and our for our, like, when we went to dormitory at night, it was St. Thomas, and St. Frederica was one of the teachers. She taught music, but Sister St. Thomas did a lot of teaching. Like, she was the Mother Superior.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a Mother Superior. I don't know if there is such a thing in today's world. She was over the other nuns.
Were all of your teachers sisters?
Yes. We had Father Drapeau.
And was Father regularly at the convent? Because there was a church attached to the convent, is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah, no, he lived in the manse. Like, you know, like the church is built where the convent used to be.
Right.
The school and the church, I should say, is built, I think it's from grade 8 or 9 to 12 school, is built on the west side, and also the church was built. And don't ask me what year that was built.
Yeah. Well, if the convent for the girls, was there something similar for the boys?
No. The boys, if they came, they had to board out, and they were day students.
Oh, so in some of your classes, did you have boys?
Oh, yeah. We had Pat, just a minute. We had the Barry boy, I remember. We had about 4 boys in the class. Like, I don't know all the classes, but there was at least 4 boys in our class. Dr. Gordon's son, I think his name was Gilbert. I'm not too sure. And there was a Barry boy from McGee. Like, that was Helen Barry. Helen Barry knew Margaret and I because they both came from McGee.
Did you also come from McGee?
No. We used to live in the middle of Anglia, McGee, Fisk, and Herschel. We were down in the valley.
Okay.
We picked our bale up in Anglia. We went to church in Herschel, and we dealt with R.L. Smith in McGee. He had a store there. And there's 2 books that are written up of Rosetown and McGee.
Yes, I have one of them.
Eh?
I have one of them from my mom.
You like to have the Pleasant Valley book, do you?
I'm not sure. It's got a white cover. I don't know if that helps.
Yeah. Anyway, like R.L. Smith should be in there. His son, James, just lives like in the big apartment right next to me.
Oh, that's very neat.
Yeah, he's getting old too. He's like I am.
Well, I guess so. Well, I'm curious. So since you did have boys in your class and you were in grade 9 and 10 there, did you have dances with boys and girls at the convent?
Dances?
Yeah.
Well, we just had the women, like the girls, for dancing. And we just had little records.
And I'm sure the nuns were quite strict about that.
Well, they were a lot stricter. Church and everything else was a lot stricter than it is today.
I bet, yeah.
At least here, yeah.
Yeah.
Even, like, I know that all the Roach girls pretty well went to the convent. Elaine did. I know she used to cook in the convent.
Oh, okay.
Cover her expense, okay?
That's right.
Years ago, yeah.
And Mamie told me that she never lived there as a boarder, but I think she did go to day school for one or two years.
She might have. I don't know. See, Marion went into hairdressing, and she was a great hairdresser in Rosetown. A lot of people went to her. She was under LCG.
What's LCG?
She was the owner of the hairdresser.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I have one more question about the convent. Because you live there, what did you do on weekends? How did you spend your time?
Well, some played cards. You did whatever you could. Sometimes we snuck out.
I remember you saying, and what did you do when you and my mom snuck out?
We'd go downtown.
And what did you do?
Well, a lot. We weren't the only ones. Don't kid yourself. I mean, there was piles of girls did it. I mean, like I know Helen Berry did, and all the rest did, you know. But anyway, we were very careful.
If you've just tuned in, I'm speaking with Yvonne Clark of Rosetown, Saskatchewan, about her experience of growing up on the prairies, of attending a girls' convent, and about sneaking out on the weekends. The first time I ever spoke to Yvonne about this, she told me that when they went into town, she and my mom would stand on the corner watching the boys go by. It was a tune that Dean Martin made famous. So, let's hear that now. Here we go with Standing on the Corner and Dean Martin.
Standing on a corner, watching all the girls go by. Standing on a corner, watching all the girls go by. Brother, you don't know a nicer occupation. Matter of fact, neither do I. Then standing on a corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by. I'm the cat that got the cream. Haven't got a girl, but I can dream. Haven't got a girl, but I can wish. So I take me down to Main Street, and that's where I select my imaginary dear. Standing on a corner, watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner, giving all the girls the eye. Got a rich imagination, give it a whirl, give it a try. Try standing on a corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by. Brother, you can't go to jail for what you're thinking, or for the woo look in your eye. Standing on a corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by.
And now let's continue with our interview, talking about sneaking out of the convent on the weekends. So did you and my mom ever get caught?
No, not me. I think they did catch some. Like, I think they caught Elizabeth, what was her name? Beth Livingston. I think they caught her and her friend Martin one time.
Do you remember what happened to them?
Oh, they didn't do much.
No.
Sister Williams was a very, she was strict in one way and she was good in another. They were good to us, and you, I'm telling you, you got your education there.
Yeah, nice. So what subjects did you study? Were they the typical subjects?
Yeah, like arithmetic, well, it was math, and history, science, what else is
did,
there?
Did you do art?
Yes, yeah.
And what about subjects like music or drama?
Yeah, like we always had the Christmas scene every year. Helen, I remember Helen Berry being Mary. And, you know, like we always did all that scene. And we were great in singing. I don't know, I think Sister Frederica, I think, got us a few points in singing. The convent was very, it was a very good bunch of singers. You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I remember my mom talking about how much she loved drama. Do you remember my mom being in any school plays?
No, I can't.
No.
I didn't think Margaret was ever in plays, but maybe she was.
You know what? It might have been in the farm school. She went to Half Moon Bay.
Oh, that Ballymoon, yeah.
That's what it is, Ballymoon. She went there probably till grade 8, and it was there that I remember they did some school plays that she
well,
loved.
Well, yeah, we all did. Like, I went to Oskaloosa. And you always did that, too, there. Like, you always had the Christmas, you know, nativity scene and all that. And we always sang. Like, another thing, we always had to get up every morning and hit Mass before we hit school. So we had to get up about 6, I guess, 6:30. Be there at 7 or 7:30, I forget the hours, you know, before 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had to be bathed. Or, you know, washed and cleaned up and dressed and that Mass, because Father said Mass pretty well every morning.
I remember my mom loved the convent. She had amazing memories of it. And she always said you and she had a lot of fun. She said it was fun.
well, yeah, because we did when she would go home for, in the summer.
Yes.
And I guess help your mom and dad, like I had to, too. But anyway, I...